Good morning.
大家
早。你好。In the words of your pastor,
用你们牧师的话来说。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Amen.
I'm going to ask my wife if she would come.
要请我太太上来。
These are not all my wives.
但是不是全是。Good morning.
I'm going to ask if she would lead us in prayer.
请他为我们祷告，带我们祷告。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time together.
主啊，我们如此感谢你赐下这美好的时光。
Our family has enjoyed friendships.
我们的家庭在中间有美好的友谊。
In this church,
在这个教会
that has grown to be like family.
这样友谊就像是家人的感觉。
Which says God is in the middle of it.
说明神在我们当中。
And there is unity.
有合一在里边。
So God, we pray that you would work in our lives together.
主啊，祈求你在我们的生命中一起做工。
So that we can better your kingdom.
让我们让你的国度更加美好。
And give hope to the world.
让世界充满盼望。
Lord, I pray the sermon today,
为今天的牧师祷告
would speak to our hearts,
让他能够向我们的心说话
that your Holy Spirit would give us understanding.
愿你的灵，愿你的灵给我们明白。
Amen.
Amen.
So I need to do one thing very quickly.
很快要做一件事。
Everybody smile.
大家笑一下。好。
Now I'm famous.
现在我很有名了，出名了。Okay.
This morning I want to talk to you about how to live a good life.
今天早上我要跟你们分享如何活出美好人生。
I have a lot of people that come and talk to me as a pastor.
很多人找我讲话，因为我是牧师。
And they ask, why are we here? What's my purpose?
他问我为什么我们在这个世界，我们来这个世界的目的是什么？
It doesn't matter at what faculty in life you are. We want to know why we're here.
不论我们是在社会的哪个层面，我们都想知道我们到这个世界的目的是什么。
Of all people on planet Earth, God's children should know why they're here.
在世界所有的人当中，神的儿女一定要知道这个答案。
And this is why it is so important for us to understand what God says.
因此我们就非常要非常重要，我们需要知道神是怎么说的。
I had a young man that came and talked to me one time.
有一次一个年轻人来跟我说。
And he asked, why don't I just go to heaven when I am saved?
他问我为什么在我被救的时候就不到天堂上去，直接到天堂就好了。
If God wants us to just go to heaven, why are we still here?
为什么神如果要我们去天堂，干嘛现在还在这儿呢？
And there's an answer to this question.
这个问题有答案。
You are here to make a difference.
你们在这个世界上就要带来改变。
God's work cannot be done if you leave.
如果你离开这里，神的工就不能成就。
And so we are called to be God's disciples.
我们被呼召要成为神的门徒。
To carry out a plan here.
要在这里完成一个计划。
We want to look today at what God's plan is.
今天我们要看看神的计划到底是什么。
And so let's dive right in today. We're going to start.In Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 42 through 45,
在马太福音十章四十二节到四十五节
I'm going to read in German today so none of us understand.
今天我要用德语读，这样子你们谁都听不懂我说什么。
We'll start with English.
开始用英文好了。
So Jesus called them together and said, You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must first be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave of everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and give his life as a ransom for many.
马太福音十章四十二节到四十五节，耶稣把他们叫过来，对他们说：“非犹太人让人们称他们为统治者。你们知道那些统治者热衷于炫耀他们统治人民的权力，他们的首领们还热衷于对人民滥用权力。但是在你们中间不该这样。谁想在你们中间、你们当中出人头地，谁就必须甘做你们的仆人；谁想在你们中间居先，谁就必须做众人的奴仆。”人子降世，人子来不是让人伺候他的，他来是为了服侍他人的，而且为了拯救众人，他还牺牲了自己的生命。 Amen.
So we find in this life that everyone is in search of living a good life.
在这个生命中、就在这个世界中，很多人，每个人都在寻求活出美好的生命。
If you were to ask somebody, no one would say, I want to be miserable.
你要是问人家的话，没有人会回答说我要痛苦的生活。
We all search for joy and happiness and meaning.
我们都在这个世界上寻求幸福，寻求快乐，寻求意义。
It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, every one of us is looking for the goodness in life.
无论你的年纪老少，你都在寻求好的生活。
Why do people go to Disneyland?
为什么人去迪士尼乐园呢？
When you first walk into Disneyland, there's a sign that says the happiest place on earth.
你一进迪士尼的大门，那里就说这是世界最快乐的地方。
Why do you see so many children crying in the happiest place on earth?
但是你为什么又看到那么多的小孩在那最幸福、最快乐的地方哭泣呢？
Maybe it's not the happiest place on earth.
或许那不是最快乐的地方。
I've seen parents yell at their children at Disneyland.
我看到有父母在迪士尼乐园跟小孩大喊大叫。
Could it be there's more in this world?
世界是不是还有比这更多的东西在里面？
Now, don't get me wrong, I love Disneyland.
不要误解我，我其实很喜欢迪士尼乐园。
But in the search for the good life, we also find that there are very few people who actually find the good life.
但是在寻求美好人生的同时，实际上很少有人找到这美好的人生。
The problem is too many people are confused with what the good life is.
因为很多人根本不明白什么是美好的人生。
Some people believe that money will bring them the good life.
有人以为金钱就可以带来美好人生。
Some people think that the right house will bring them the good life.
有人觉得对的房子可以带来美好人生。
Or the right wife will bring the good life.
或者是对的妻子可以带来好人生。
Or maybe a husband.
或者是先生。
My wife hoped she found a good husband, but she found me.
那个我太太觉得找到我是个非常好的先生。
And I'm just doing my best.
我是尽我所能做好先生。
What would you define is what makes a good life for you?
对你来说，什么才是美好人生的定义呢？
Have you ever stopped to think about it?
有没有开始想这个问题？
How do you measure happiness?
你是怎么衡量幸福的？
It changes throughout our life.
我们生命的每个过程，衡量的标准都不一样。
I sat at the bedside of a 98-year-old gentleman.
我看到有一个98岁的老先生。
He had been in our church the entire time of my pastoring the church.
在我在这个牧师，在这个教会做牧师的期间，他一直都是我的会员之一。
And it was in his final hours that I had a chance to talk with him.
在他生命的最后时光，我有机会跟他谈话。
And I asked him a very simple question.
我问他一个非常简单的问题。
His name was Paul.
他叫 Paul, 保罗。
I said, Paul, if I could give you anything, what would you want?
我跟保罗说，我问保罗，如果我可以给你你想要的任何东西，你想要什么？
After living a life 98 years, what more do you think he would need?
在世界上活了98年，你觉得他要什么？
He had had a wonderful family.
他有一个很棒的家庭。
His wife had already gone to be with the Lord.
他的太太已经先他到神那里去了。
He had a beautiful farm.
他有个很美的农场。
He had a full life.
他的生命很丰富。
And when I asked him the question,
当我问这个问题的时候
he said just one more day.
需要再多一天，他说，多活一天。
When we come to moments where we realize we have come to our end,
当我们走到生命的终点的时候
our perspective changes.
我们的观点就会不一样。
No longer do we want fancy cars.
我们不再想要非常炫酷的车子。
No longer do we want things that at one time brought us happiness.
不再想要我们原来认为是幸福的东西。
All of us are equal.
我们所有的人都是平等的。
We just want one more day.
我们只想多活一天。
If I could give that one more day.
如果我可以给你多活一天的话。
What would you do with it?
你要这天的时间做什么
？What makes a good life？
什么样才是美好人生
？Scripture tells us that it's easier to find a miserable life。
圣经告诉我们，找到痛苦的人生是更容易的。
You don't have to work very hard to be miserable。
你不需要很努力就可以过痛苦的人生。
It kind of comes about just naturally。
很自然的就会有。
In fact, science in the second law of thermodynamics.
在那个
It's a principle.
动力学的一个第二原理。
Says things don't get better.
那个事情不会变得更好。
They get worse.
他们只会更坏。
If you don't wash yourself.
如果你不失去自己的话。
Your body is going to respond.
你自己的身体就会回应。
If you don't eat right.
你如果不吃对东西的话
You're going to get sick.
你会生病。
We need to understand that misery comes about naturally.
我们要明白痛苦会自然而然的就会临到。
But you can choose to not be miserable.
但是你可以选择不痛苦。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 13,
在马太福音七章十三节。
Jesus said, "You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate."
他说你只能通过窄门进入天堂。
The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for many who choose that way.
通往毁灭的门是敞开的，通往毁灭的路是宽阔的。
It's unfortunate that Scripture tells us that there are a lot of people that choose the easy way.
很遗憾的是，圣经告诉我们，有非常多的人在这个世界上是选择简单的路，容易的路。
The easy way is not the right way.
但是容易的路并不是正确的道路。
There are challenges in life.
生命有挑战。
But you do not have to face those challenges alone.
但是你不需要独自面对这些挑战。
And so really this good life.
因此这个美好的人生呢？
Is a choice.
是你的选择。
You get to choose a good life or a miserable life. It really is a matter of your choice.
你可以选择过美好人生或者过痛苦人生，就看你的选择是什么。
I remember when I was younger.
当我在更年轻的时候。
Before I had met my wife.
在我遇见我太太之前。
I had known a lot of pretty girls.
我认识很多漂亮的女孩。
But none of them were who I wanted to marry.
但是没有，他们中间没有一个是我要跟他们结婚的对象。
They were more like family to me.
他们更像我的家人。
I had grown up with them.
我跟他们一起长大。
And I knew everything about them.
我对他们全部都了解。
And I didn't want any one of them.
我不要他们中间的任何一个人。
And I sat there and I thought, how is my life going to ever be full?
然后我坐在那里就想，我的生命如何才能够得到完全呢？
I want to meet someone special.
我需要遇到一个很特别的人。
The easy way.
很简单的方法就是。
Is one day I had a girl come to me and said, I want you to be my boyfriend.
就是有一个女孩走到我面前跟我说，我要你做我的男朋友。
And I said, why are you asking me?
然后我就对问他，你为什么要问我这个问题呢？
I'm supposed to ask you.
我需要问你才对啊。
And she said, then ask me.
然后他就说，你就问我吧。
I said, I don't want to.
我不要，我说我不要。
As I waited.
当我在等待的时候。
One day my wife walked in the back door of a church.
我有一天我的太太就从教会的后门走进来了。
When I saw her, I forgot my name.
我看到她就忘了我自己叫什么了。
I knew she must be the one.
我知道她就是那一个。
And this year, my wife and I will celebrate 25 years of marriage.
今年我们庆祝25年的迎婚纪念。
If you ask her,
如果你问她,
has it been easy?
是不是很容易?
She will say no.
她说, 她会告诉你不容易。
It is a choice.
这是个选择。
To find happiness.
去寻找幸福是一个选择。
It is not an accident.
不是偶然就发生的。
It is a choice.
是一个选择。
Do your children make you happy?
你的孩子会让你开心吗？
It's your choice.
也是你的选择。
There are plenty of children that disappoint their parents.
有很多的孩子让父母失望。
But it's your choice to love them anyway.
但是你选择爱他是你的决定。
It's a choice to find the good life.
因此过美好的人生是你的选择。
There's a story in the Old Testament about a man named Joshua.
在旧约有一个人名叫约书亚。
And Joshua knew who he served.
约书亚知道他侍奉的是谁。
He knew he served God.
他知道他侍奉的是神。
God had called him to be a great leader.
神呼召他成为一个伟大的领袖。
But Joshua understood that not everybody that followed him was serving God.
但是约书亚明白，并不是所有跟随他的人都是要侍奉神的。
And so often when we look at this verse,
因此当我们在看这段经文的时候，
we hear pastors focus on the end that says, "But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
很多牧师的重点都会放在最后一句话，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But if you were standing there on the day that Joshua preached this message,
但是如果你在当时耶和华在宣讲这篇讲道的时候，如果你在场的话，
That was not the point Joshua was trying to make.
那不是耶稣亚讲道的重点。
The point that Joshua was trying to make,
他的重点是，
is you're not serving the Lord.
你是不是没有侍奉耶和华？
And he said, so figure out who you are serving.
因此要明白你到底是在侍奉谁。
And each one of us needs to look at our own heart.
每一个人都要检查自己的心。
Are we like Joshua?
我们是不是像约书亚一样呢？
Who says, I am going to serve the Lord?
说我必定侍奉耶和华。
Or are we like the people that Joshua is speaking to?
或者是像约书亚所面对讲话的那些人一样。
Where he says, are you going to serve the gods of your ancestors?
问他们是不是你要侍奉你列祖的那位神
or the gods of this world.
或者是这个世界的神
Every one of us is serving something.
每一个人都在侍奉一个对象
You are either serving God.
或者你是侍奉神
Or you are serving a God.
或者你是侍奉别神
Joshua would say serve the God.
约书亚告诉我们他侍奉的是耶和华Amen.
Jesus taught his disciples that the path to the good life is in giving service to others.
圣经告诉我们，通往美好人生的道路是在于服侍他人。
Jesus taught us very simply to serve others.
耶稣很简单的就教导我们要服侍他人。
I need somebody who's really strong.
我需要有一个非常强壮的人现在。
Let's start with one of our girls who's really strong.
有我们的我们中间的一个女孩非常强壮。
I need a volunteer.
需要一个志愿者。谁愿意做志愿者
？Jessica, I see that hand, my daughter.
我自己的女儿 Jessica.
Give her a hand.
鼓掌。
I need somebody really strong like Leon.
Yes.
Yep.
另外一个强壮的人。
And I know Hank's been working out, so Hank, why don't you come join us?
Hank 一直在锻炼，所以他也是很强壮的。
I have a very simple illustration.
有一个很简单的例子。
I want Jessica to come over here and just pick this up.
我要 Jessica 来把这个给拎起来。
Just a simple can.
这是很简单的动作。
Don't disappoint.
不要让我们失望吧。
Leon.
Leon, 试试看。哇。
Okay, no, no.
Okay.
All right, Hank.
好 ,Hank.
Don't hurt your back.
小心你的腰哦。
Good.、Hey. Yeah. Leo, come here. Go stand over there. Yeah. Some of the ladies, come here.
多一些女士上来。
Mia, you know, Mia. Yeah. You too, come here. Yeah, one more. Jessica, pick this up. What would make this easier?
怎么样做才能很容易的把它给拎起来呢？
Together, okay. So all the girls,
right.
Just the girls, just the girls.
女士现在，所有的。
Whoa, whoa.
可以呀。
Okay, they got it up to here.
So, 他们可以。
Now the guys.
现在男士能上。
One, two, three.
Okay.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you. You may be seated.Jesus taught us to serve others.
耶稣教导我们要服侍他人，为他人提供服务。
Not like the world.
不要像世界那样。
Jesus saw when he was reading or saying to us in Mark's Gospel.
在马太福音，耶稣跟我们说。
That the world has their idea of how to serve.
世界有一个服侍的标准或者服侍的想法。
And Jesus gave this example. He said, "You know that rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them." In other words, he said, "People like to be at the top and make everyone serve them."
耶稣说，这个世界上的人很喜欢。凌驾于他人之上来炫耀他们的权势管理他人。
But Jesus said something very different.
但是耶稣教导我们很不一样的理念。
He said, if you want to be a leader,
他说如果你要成为领导者,
you have to serve others.
你需要服侍他人。
In this church, there are leaders.
在我们教会有领袖。
I've watched you.
我看到你们。
I know which ones of you are really good.
我知道你们其中哪些人是非常棒的。
And I will tell you the best leaders are the best servers.
我要告诉你们最棒的领袖就是最能服侍人的人。
I see people in this congregation.
我看到我们会众当中。
Who commit their time.
他们委身自己的时间。
Who commit their prayer.
也委身自己的祷告。
Who commit their finances.
也委身自己财务。
Who commit their life to serving.
也委身自己的生命来服侍他人。
They are the real leaders of this church.
他们是这个教会真正的领袖。
But Jesus took it even a step further.
耶稣他接着说。
He said, you have to reject the world's idea of greatness and realize that helping others is true greatness.
他说你要拒绝世界对伟大的看法，真正明白。明白真正的伟大是帮助他人。
Jesus is not against things that are nice.
耶稣并不反对美好的东西。
It's just that Jesus wants to understand that people are the most important.
他只是要我们知道人才是最重要的。
When we come to the end of our lives,
当我们到生命结束的时候，
we need to understand that what we will look for as a reward,
我们要知道我们所盼望的奖赏是什么？
Will not be wealth,
不是财富，
or notoriety,
也不是很有名。
It will be the relationships that we have made and kindred,
而是我们所专注的，我们所有的关系，非常真实的关系，而且保护的关系。
The saddest job that I ever have as a pastor,
作为牧师最难过的工作就是，
is officiating the funeral,
是主持丧礼。
of someone who has no one there.
山里并没有人参加。
When I die,
当我死的时候
I will have touched a lot of people's lives.
我会触摸到很多人的生命。
And when I come to my end,
在我生命终结的时候
they will be on my mind.
他们会在我的思想里面。
My family will be on my mind.
然后我的家人会在我旁边。
I will know that I have found the good life.
我知道我已经找到了美好的人生。
By what I have given.
因为我给。
And what I have left behind.
因着我给的和我留在身后的东西。
Why do we remember people like Billy Graham?
你觉得像Billy Graham 就是那个布道家。
Why do we remember those famous people who have served?
我们为什么记得住那些伟大的服侍人的人？
It's because they had learned to give.
因为他们学会给予。
They had learned to serve others.
他们学会服侍他人。
Anytime a pastor says the word give,
当牧师在说给予的时候，
too many think of this.
很多人都以为是金钱上的奉献。
This is not the only thing we speak of.
这不是我们说的唯一的给予。
Do you know that God wants us to give peace?
你知道神要我们给予平安吗？
God wants us to give hope.
他要我们给出盼望。
Sometimes God just wants us to give a good word.
有的时候只需要给出一句善语。
To share a smile.
去分享一个微笑。
All of us can be givers.
我们所有的人都可以是给予者。
All of us can be helpers.
所有的人都可以是帮助人的人。
You and I need to remember what Jesus taught his disciples.
要牢记耶稣基督教导门徒的。
You serve others by giving of yourself.
你给出自己就是服侍他人。
We need to remember that Jesus' life commitment was to help this world.
我们要记得住记住耶稣在这个世界上毕生致力于的事业就是帮助他人。
When he shared with his disciples what it meant to serve,
当他跟门徒分享什么是服侍的时候，
he gave himself as an example.
他把自己作为一个例子。
He said, even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life.
他说人子降世人子来不是让人侍候他的他来是为了服侍他人的。
Now for Jesus, this meant dying on a cross.
对于耶稣来说这意味着死在十字架上。
But for you and I, Jesus wants us to give our life.
对于我们来说耶稣也要我们给出自己的生命。
But he wants us to give our life as we're living.
他要我们在活的时候就献上生命。
You contain inside of you the hope that the world needs.
在你们里面有着世界需要的盼望。
But if you keep it just for yourself, the world is not going to see.
如果你把这些只保存给自己，世界就看不到这个盼望。
Jesus said he came to give life.
他说他来就是给出生命。
If you were to translate that from the original language,
如果用原文翻译的话，
it means inspiration.
他是说是给出灵感。
It means joy.
是欢乐喜乐。
It means purpose.
是目的。
When Jesus came to give life, he gave us the power to change our world.
他来给出他的生命的时候，他就赐下能力让我们改变这个世界。
Have you ever wondered why are we still talking about one man and his 12 disciples who lived thousands of years ago?
你有没有想过为什么我们到今天都还在谈论这个人和他的12个门徒是几千年前的事情的都还在谈论。
Because the life that Jesus gives is still changing us.
因为耶稣基督的生命还在改变我们。
Will we surrender to this life?
我们要降服于这个生命。
Will we learn to serve others?
当我们在学习服侍的时候。
Will we learn to give to one another?
当我们学习互相给予的时候。
I would like to speak about your pastor for just a moment.
现在我要讲一讲你们的牧师。
If I were to ask you, or you were to ask me, sorry.
如果你问我。
How you can help me.
你怎么样才能帮助我？
And you are all part of my church.
你都是我教会的一部分。
There is one thing I would really want you to give.
我有一样是要你们要给的。
Prayer.
祷告。 Amen.
For your pastor.
为你的牧师。
The number one way for God to bless you.
要祝福你们的最大的方式。
Is that you would pray that God would bless him.
你要向神祷告说祝福牧师。
Pray for your pastor.
为你的牧师祷告。
Pray for his family.
为他的家庭祷告。
Pray for this church.
为这个教会祷告。
Pray that God would grow this church.
祷告神让这个教会增长。
Not just here.
不单单是在这里。
Not just in San Diego.
不单单是在圣地亚哥。
But in this world.
而是在这世界。
Amen?
Amen.
Jessica didn't do so good picking this up by herself.
她自己一个人来拎这个桶的时候拎不起来。
So many of us in life,
我们生命中有许多人
try to carry our burden by ourselves.
都是试图自己独自担当自己的。
The challenges that we face, we try to carry alone.
我们独自承担这样重量的挑战是何等的大。
God never intended for you and I to carry anything alone.
神绝没有要我们独自担当这些重担。
God gave us each other to help each other.
神赐下我们彼此帮助彼此。
So even when the girls came up, when they lifted it together,They were able to pick up the burden.
当姐妹们上来一起抬这个桶的时候，很容易就抬起来了。
How else could Jessica have picked this up by herself?
如果 Jessica 她自己一个人拎这个桶，会是什么样的情形呢？
Anyone know?
知道吗？
What if she took out what was on the inside?
如果把里边的东西给拿出来呢？
What if we dumped the burden on the ground?
把这些重担全部都倒到地上。
Wouldn't it then be light?
会不会轻一点？
Some of us need to let go of the burden inside.
我们中间某些人是需要把自己身上的一些重负给卸下。
Jesus said that his load is light.
耶稣说他的担是轻省的。
He wants to free us.
他要我们得自由。
Until we're ready, he gives other people to help carry the load.
然后叫别人来帮忙一起来承担这个重担。
But Jesus wants to get rid of the burden.
但是神要耶稣要我们完全摆脱这个重负。
Does that mean that he doesn't want you to have friends?
是不是说他不要他要你们没有朋友呢？
Friends who will help you?
那些能帮助你的朋友。
No, he just wants you to also be able to help your friends.
不是这样的，他是希望你也能够帮助你的朋友们。
And if your burden is too heavy,
如果你自己的重担太重的话，
if the challenges you're facing are too difficult,
如果你所面对的挑战太大太难，
Jesus wants to set you free.
耶稣要你得自由。
Amen?
Amen.
Choose a good life.
选择过美好人生。
Choose a good life.
选择美好人生。
Each one of us is given an opportunity.
我们每个人都有一个机会。
To make choices.
做出选择。
Which choice will we make?
我们要做什么样的选择呢？
A good life.
美好的人生。
Or a miserable life.
还是痛苦的人生。
You may say, but Pastor, it's not my choice, is it?
有人会说牧师啊这其实不是我的选择。
I only have a little bit of money.
我只有那么一点钱。
I'm so busy at work.
我工作好忙。
Those who have had the best lives.
那些有最好人生的人。
Was not based on money or work.
根本不是因为金钱或者是工作。
It's the joy they brought to other people.
而是因为他带给人们的喜乐。
None of us are bankrupt in this room.
我们在这个房间里的人没有一个人是破产的。
Because God has given us His great love.
因为神已经把他的大爱赐给你们了。
You and I have something to share.
我们有东西可以分享。
We have the greatest love this world needs.
我们有世界上最需要的最大的爱。
Do your neighbors see this love?
你的邻居是否看见这大爱?
Do the people at the store see this love?
店子里的人是否看到这个爱?
Are you giving this kind of love to the world?
你是否把这个爱给出到这个世界?
In James, there's a scripture.
在雅各书。
It simply says, suppose you see a brother or sister has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye, have a good day, stay warm and eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do?
雅各书二章十五节到十六节说，如果有位兄弟或姐妹衣不蔽体，食不果腹，你们对他说，上帝与你们同在，愿你们吃饱穿暖。你们虽然这么说，但是却不给这个人所需要的东西，你们不去帮助他，你们的话就毫无价值。
There's too many people in this world that are just passing people so fast.
有太多人在这个世界上很快的就穿过人群。
That we have forgotten to slow down to see the need.
我们没忘记掉要停下来慢一点看到别人的需要。
God calls us to do something.
神要我们做有所作为。
When we see those that are in need.
当看到这些需要的时候。
At the beginning of this year, my daughter Jessica.
今年开始的时候，我的女儿 Jessica，
As you know, they found another tumor in her body.
你们知道，发现在她身上有另外一颗肿瘤。
I did not have to carry the load alone.
我不需要自己独自担当这样的重担。
You helped me.
你们帮助了我。
Many of you came to me and said, Pastor, we're praying.
很多人到我面前来说，牧师，我们为你祷告。
Some of you even gave me finances.
有的人甚至在经济上支持我们。
I didn't know what to say.
我根本不知道怎么说。
I say it to you now.
我现在跟你说。
谢谢。
谢谢。Thank you.
As we carried the burden together,
当我们一起背负重担的时候，
we waited for the doctor's reports.
我们在等待医生的报告。
When the doctor said no cancer,
当医生告诉我们说没有癌症，
Jesus removed the burden.
耶稣已经把这个重担给挪走了。
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主。
So why?
所以为什么？
Why did Jessica have to have surgery again?
为什么 Jessica 需要再经历一次手术呢？
Why?
为什么？
God always has a plan.
神总是有个计划。
Ever since Jessica was very little,
Jessica 还是很小的时候，
after she was healed the first time,
第一次被治愈的时候，
she has still struggled with hearing.
她还是听力方面有问题，
and one side of her body being weaker than the other side.
身体的一半比另外一半更软弱。
And we've asked for doctor's help.
我们一直寻求，祈求神的帮助。
For a physical therapist to help her.
也请那个医疗师来帮，理疗师来帮助她。
For a neurologist to help her.
也有神经专家来帮助她。
And there has been no help.
根本帮不了。
When Jessica had her surgery this year,
当今年 Jessica 接受手术的时候，
the specialist that was her physician went over her chart.
那个医生看她所有的病历。
And he said, why has Jessica never seen a neurologist?
然后他就问 Jessica 为什么一直不去看那个神经专家呢？
Why has Jessica never gone to physical therapy?
为什么他一直不去看那个理疗师呢？
And he called us back and he said, insurance now will pay for neurology and for the physical therapy to help fix and heal the rest of her body.
他告诉我们说，现在我们的保险可以付所有这些费用来帮助他恢复这些功能。
If we would not have had this surgery this year,
如果今年没有再有这次手术的话，
we would not have been given the chance to be on a further road of healing.
我们根本就不会拿到这种更多的帮助来帮助他恢复。
God can use our challenges,
神可以使用我们面对的挑战，
to release us from our burdens,
帮助我们解脱这些负担，
if we will let him.
只要我们允许他做。
Amen.
Amen.
We find then simply the good life is learning how to be fulfilled in giving to others.
我们发现活出美好的人生就是在给予他人中得到满足。
If I greet Leo, and he stands and
我向他问候，他就站起来。
He thinks I'm being his friend.
他觉得我是他的朋友。
What if I punch him with the other hand?
但是如果我用另外一个手打他一下呢？
Will he receive it the same?
他会不会觉得我还是他朋友？
When we love one another,
当我们互相互相有爱的时候，
it's an extension of our heart.
这是我们心的延续。
When we give to others,
当我们给予他人的时候，
it's an extension of our heart.
也是我们心的延续。
I can change my friend's day.
我可以改变我朋友的日子。
By simply saying, I love you.
只要简单的说一声我爱你，就可以改变他这一天的心情。
It's so simple.
很简单的。
I can tell Kevin he looks beautiful.
我可以告诉 Kevin 说他好美。
To cheer him up.
让他开心。
I can say to my wife, you're so pretty.
我可以跟我太太说你好漂亮。
Which is not a lie.
也不是撒谎啦。
There are so many simple ways to give.
有很多很简单的方式你可以给予。
And when you give to others,
当你给予他人的时候，
you start to attract people.
你就会吸引人到你身边。
If you're crabby and grouchy all the time,
如果你每天都是抱怨很多，也很生气的话，
you probably don't have too many friends.
你也许不会有很多朋友。
But if you're loving and compassionate and kind,
但是如果你很有爱，富有同情心，
you will have given,
你会给很多。
But you will receive so much from your friends.
但是你也会同时从朋友当中得到很多的回报。
And so there's a simple principle in Scripture that Jesus taught.
所以在圣经里，耶稣教导一个非常简单的原理。
He says, if you will give, you'll be given too.
他说，如你给，你给出就会有被给予。
He doesn't say, wait till someone gives to you and then give.
不是说你等别人给你了你再给出去。
He says you give and it'll be given to you.
他说你给出就会被给予。
And this is the thing that Jesus said that's always scared me.
这耶稣所说的这总是让我觉得害怕。
And I've had people come to me and say, Pastor, I just don't have very much.
很多人到我面前来说就是说牧师啊我有的非常少哎。
Well, there's a reason behind that.
这后面是有原因的。
Jesus said, the amount you give will determine the amount you get back.
耶稣说你给出的多少决定你得到的回报有多少。
How many farmers are in the room?
我们中间有多少人是有农场的或者是种东西的。
My hand is raised because I'm a farmer.
我举手因为我是农夫。
Not anymore, I'm a pastor now.
当然现在不是我以前是现在我是牧师。
On the farm,
在农场里，
if you plant one kernel of corn,
如果你把一粒玉米种到地里，
you don't get very much corn.
你也不会有多少玉米长出来。
The more corn you plant,
你种的玉米粒越多，
the more corn you get,
你就会收获更多的玉米回来。
It is this principle that Jesus taught.
这就是耶稣教导我们的原则。
If you give a little bit of love,
你只有给出一点点的爱的话，
you will get a lot of love back.
你会得到很多的爱回来，是吗？
If you give a little bit of peace,
你给出一点平安，
you'll get a lot of peace back.
你会得到很多平安的回报。
Walk into a room and give one smile.
走到一个房间给出一个微笑。
And see the entire room start to smile.
你也会看到整个房间都笑起来。
Jesus made you to make a difference in this world.
耶稣造你是让你在这个世界带来改变。
You want a good life?
你要美好人生吗？
Change the world.
改变这个世界。
Jesus has given you the power.
耶稣已经赐下能力给你。
And it starts with one seed of faith.
只要有一点点的信心。
To say, today, I'm going to make a difference.
说今天我要带来改变。
When you go to dinner today,
今天晚上出去晚餐的时候
be the nicest person in the restaurant.
在餐馆里是最棒的那个人
When they bring you cold tea,
当他给你冷茶的时候
say, oh, American iced tea.
你就别说啊，这是美式化的茶
Sometimes we complain too much.
有的时候我们抱怨太多
Jesus wants to give words of life.
耶稣要我们给出生命的话语。
When you go to work tomorrow,
明天上班的时候
be the best employee.
成为最棒的员工。
If you're the boss, be the best boss.
如果你是老板，就是最棒的老板。
Let the world see Jesus in you.
让世界从你身上看到耶稣。
And when your life comes to an end,
当你生命终结的时候
you will have lived the good life.
你就会已经过了一个美好的人生。
And when you finally see Jesus,
当你最终与耶稣面对面的时候
he will look at you.
他会看着你说
and he will say, well done.
他会说干得好
well done.
干得好
this is why we're here.
这就是为什么我们在这个世界
we are here to make a difference.
我们在这个世界就是要带来改变。
I love being with you today.
今天跟你们在一起，我好开心，我很喜欢。
If I never see you again,
如果我从此不会再见到你们
I hope that my message will help change your world.
我希望我今天所说的信息能够改变你的世界。
I'll be the first to tell you, I'm here because I love you.
我告诉你，我来这里是因为我爱你们。
I'm here because I love your children.
我来这里是因为我爱你们的孩子们。
I'm here because I love our Jesus.
我来这里是因为我爱我们的主耶稣。
Amen.
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 There's no greater way for me to find joy.
对我来说，没有更好的方式找到喜乐。
Than worshiping the Lord together.
比敬拜神更好的。
Today as I sat,
当我今天在坐在这里的时候
I listened to the beautiful music.
我听到你们美妙的敬拜。
I don't understand all of the words.
我并不明白你们唱的歌词是什么。
That you sing.
Yeah, 不明白你们的歌词。
But I can feel the Spirit of God here.
但是我能感受到神的灵在这里。Amen.
We are going to sing with you.
我们要跟你们一起歌唱。
And we are going to join two worship teams right now.
我们现在两个赞美团队会一起敬拜。
And the words are in English and in Chinese.
现在的歌词是中英文都有的。
And I can't wait to get to heaven.
我非常盼望快快到天堂。
Where we will all speak German.
那里我们都说德语。
Or we'll all speak Chinese.
或者都说中文。
Maybe it's a new language.
也许是一个新的语言。
But I can't wait to understand what Jesus understands.
但是我迫切想知道耶稣所明白的。
And so as we end our service today,
当我们今天结束敬拜，结束敬拜的时候
would you just enjoy the presence of God?
用我们一起享受神的同在。
And as we sing and glorify Him, let's give Him praise.
当我们在唱歌荣耀他的时候
Amen.
献给他所有的赞美
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah! One more. Hallelujah! Amen. God is so good. Amen. We're going to do the song.
在这个世界都有一个使命，我们需要神的帮助。神应许给我们帮助，我们只需要祈求。也许你们今天在这里，也许是今天第一次神让你有做决定的时候，要跟随耶稣，信靠他。耶稣会赐给你一个美好的人生，但是你需要做选择。如果你把你的心献给他，你会得到所有作为回报，但是这是你的决定，所以选择吧。你还或者是选择耶稣，或者是选择孤单，选择耶稣吧。如果你现在做这样的决定，我邀请你举起你的手来，告诉我们你要选择耶稣。Amen。也许你已经侍奉神很久一段时间了，你今天是我要再次选择服侍耶稣。耶稣永远不会让我们失望的。Amen。跟我们一起祷告。天父，天上的父，我们在天上的父，愿你的名为圣，你的国降临，你的旨意成就在我的生命里。今天我选择你耶稣，我今天选择跟随你，我今天选择要 更多了解你，我要经历你主。主啊，带我到正确的道路上，愿我的灵因爱你而火热，帮助我们为这个世界带来改变，让我能够站立在你的面前，听到你对我说做得好。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，大家都说阿门，阿门，哈利路亚。Thank you.